Howdy, folks, and welcome to Moose Podcast 73. I trust this finds you doing great, having a marvelous weekend wherever you might be, and certain spots digging out from that storm. I want to thank my good friends at B&H Photo Video for sponsoring the Moose Podcast. Remember when you buy stuff from there to thank them for all they do, as well as for sponsoring the Moose Podcast. Let's get right into it. Photography is a celebration. There are lots of things out there about photography that can be really frustrating, can get you down. And I think one of them is the mere forgetting that photography is a celebration. Yeah, it's hard to think about that if, one, you don't have the budget to buy the tools you want or go to places you want to go. You might have frustrations from the learning process, and those and a whole lot more really take the edge or the fun out of photography that really is what? A celebration of those things we experience, we see, we enjoy, we want to share almost on a daily basis. So photography is a celebration, something you might want to just put on a stencil and stick it on the back of your camera so every time you put it to your eye, you think about that when you're mumbling about what shutter speed or f-stop or setting you should use or what you should do in post to finish that photograph. Now, how can you get past those frustrations? And so photography is strictly a celebration? Well, you know, that's a really great question. There was a person on the Kelby community, I think it was this last week, asking, how do you keep your love for photography? At the same time, there was a post on my Facebook page of somebody who was just either just totally ignorant or just I don't know, ignorant, about the importance things like gear is and all that stuff, when the other guy's question is really probably more important, you know. How do you keep your love for photography? And I've had a discussion with Sharon many times. When I think of some of the composers, the songwriters of our youth in the 60s and 70s, the great, great, great hits that they pounded out that we still enjoy today, you don't hear from those same songwriters with new tunes. So what happens? Where does that go? Well, you know, definitely part of that, you know, love for photography, that celebration has to be wanting to learn new things. And in wanting to learn new things, understanding that failure will be part of that process. Now, it's hard to think it's fun or to celebrate it when you're failing, unless you sit there and put a spin on it and realize that, hey, failure means I'm improving, I'm learning. Even though not at the pace I want. Brent used to remind Dad a lot when we go out cross-country skiing because, you know, Brent and Jake, they'd be gone, you know. And there'd be Dad flailing, and it was really just very – I'm glad cell phones weren't around back then. And cameras, we didn't carry cameras because Dad would be in the snow flailing, not making snow angels on purpose. Let me tell you, as skis are stick in the air, poles are stuck in trees, and there's a big clump of snow on my head because I fell all the time. And Brent said, hey, if you're not falling, you're not learning. Well, yeah, that works for cross-country skiing, and it works for photography too. In fact, it works for a lot of things. Now, when I was cross-country skiing, I could have... I did sometimes curse because I fell and it just didn't feel good. All right. It was ow. But the fact that I was outside, I was enjoying the beautiful scenery, the great environment, and being with my family, you know, that was the celebration, even though it wasn't as graceful as I would have liked it done. Photography, yeah, it's the same thing. It's whether you're photographing, whatever your passion is, you're photographing a coin collection or cars or people or planes, or wildlife, or landscapes, whatever it happens to be, you know, yeah, you're going to fall, you're going to have frustrations, but celebrate the fact that you do have the gear that you have in your hand. Celebrate the fact you have the time to do something with that gear, and celebrate the fact that you have the passion to use that all when you can. And that's really how you kind of keep that love for photography or whatever it is you truly enjoy alive, is that celebration that comes with the process. And that I know firsthand how hard that can be sometimes. I know how hard it can be even more so when you're in the business and you're trying to make money from that whole process. But if you don't sit there and remove the pressure from every click, if you don't sit there and celebrate every click rather than worry about every click, it's really hard to make that next click. So photography really is a celebration. Now, along that route, that celebration, you might at some point might not be so shiny, right? I mean, how much celebration can a person do in their life? Well, I'm still going to find that one out, because I think that's really part of the process, is understanding that about your own self. Removing the camera from this process, just you as a person experiencing that world, how do you go about it? And that can be in itself a major challenge. You could almost come back to the, is the glass half full or half empty kind of syndrome. And does that affect your photographic process? I think it does. It does for myself personally. I know that when the pressures are on in the office for me to deliver this, that, and the other, like last week, getting out 48 pages of a manuscript, I didn't really feel like picking up a camera and clicking. That just, it didn't fit in. And that happens at times. You need to know those times and not pick up the camera, because more than likely that inner challenge, frustration, and push will come out in your photography, and it won't come out real pretty. So you have to understand that we celebrate when we celebrate typically the good times, when we're feeling good, when things are going great. That's when we celebrate. And in photography, that's definitely part of the mix in those photographs you create. Now, the other part of the celebration is more far-reaching. It is definitely less tangible, and that makes it difficult too, and that's the sharing part. Now, if you know, if you listen to the podcast, sharing to me is not necessarily putting a picture on the web, for lots of reasons. The sharing comes when you push yourself and you actually get it on the printed page, be it a book, a magazine, or a print on the wall. And that is definitely more far-ranging, more difficult, more challenging, more frustrating, and vastly more rewarding than any other kind of sharing. And you celebrate your photography at its best when you share it with others in that meaningful way. Because in that paper form, that photograph takes on a whole new life that it does not take on the web. And the rewards that come might not be as numerous, but they'll be more satisfying and richer and deeper. And that celebration of that photograph or photographs in that story is really what photography is all about, is that celebrating of the event, the memory, the occasion we brought back in our photographs and shared with others. And that's the celebration that you need to embrace. It's really all too easy to sit there and take the other side, you know, the dark side, the bitter side. And that's, for a lot, the common side. Whereas the celebration, you know, that's more of a challenge. I remember many years ago, the website and the web was kind of new. It was in the 90s, late 90s. I had a person really, you know, at the time, a very well-known photographer, had many books out, now long gone. I don't know why. But he reamed me in and out because he said, Moose never sees the bad side. All he says is and writes about all the good stuff. And I'm like, well, yeah. Isn't there enough people out there talking about the bad stuff? Why do I need to add to that? Why not elevate everything in a celebration? And that's what I'm going to encourage you to do as you go out with your photography. There's so many possibilities why things could go right and wrong. A lot of the times we don't know both sides of the equations, yet we jump to, you know, conclusions where maybe we should just enjoy the fact and celebrate the fact we're photographers and let all the rest of the stuff kind of just fall by the wayside. Our pixels and our photographs might just be a whole lot happier. So when you pick up that camera next time, just think about and celebrate the fact that you can pick up that camera and follow your passion, which in itself should be enough celebration for a lifetime. Hey, I'm going to head off to the Grand Canyon. We just got finished with a big snow here. The Sierra's finally got some snow. I got about 3 feet in the yard finally after dirt for months and months. So that's a celebration in itself. After Grand Canyon, I'm going to be doing a whole lot of other work, but I'm not going to be on the road or with many people. I'm going to be doing a lot of my own personal projects. It's time to get caught up on those. So I'll be reporting back. Remember that we do the live broadcast twice a month on Thursday. Make sure you go to the Moose YouTube channel and subscribe to get the notices when they're happening. And the first 5 are there and posted. People really kind of like the information that's there. It's pure me. What can I say? But there's a live chat, so I get to interface and answer your questions. And that's what it's all about. That's sharing. So remember to go out and make every one of those photographs count.